in the music business, a triple threat is someone who can sing, who's a solid instrumentalist, and a songwriter. Triple threats don't come along very often. Raoul Midon is a rare exception.
Ride the winds and climb, 'cause it's all a state of mind.
Raoul Midon's debut album is titled State of Mind. Music journalist Ashley Kahn spoke with Midon about his music, his background, and his unique approach to the guitar.
The sound of Raoul Midon is the sound of modern-day soul, timeless flamenco guitar, and a positive poetic spirit all in one.
Wake up in the morning and I turn the pages. Don't understand what's going down. Everybody's acting so outrageous. It's gonna take a lot of love to turn things around.
On Midon's debut album, State of Mind, music seems to flow effortlessly out of him. It's in his voice.
Check it. You can, I can, she can, he can, we can, baby. Talk about.
It's in his Spanish-flavored guitar playing. It's even in his talent at blowing jazzy, brass-like solos through his lips, what he calls the mouth trumpet.
I was born in a town called Embudo, New Mexico, which is between Santa Fe and Taos, right outside of a canyon. And it's a very kind of serene place right next to the river.
Midon was born blind and grew up with a variety of Latin music in his ears. Tex-Mex music was in the air, and his father, who hails from Argentina, loved playing jazz records and got his son his first guitar.
My first lessons were with a flamenco teacher, guitarist who was playing in the restaurant that my father owned. It was always more of a creative outlet for me, even when I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old. I kind of messed with chords. You know, this kind of thing, you know.
Midon's decision to pursue a career in music was guided in part by his being sightless.
I think I would have loved music whether I saw or not. But I think it does inform your decisions in the sense that you have less options as a blind person. At some point, you know, it crossed my mind, well, you know, I can't be a waiter for a living, or I can't pump gas for a living, or, you know, so I have to be really good. I have to get really good at this.
Music is the reason why people laugh, people cry, sing and dance and clap their hands. It's how the whole world understands that we are one. Makes no difference what you've done or where you live under the sun. We are only human.
When Midon performs on stage, he's almost always solo. It's just him and his guitar, and they seem to be two parts of the same body. His singing doesn't slow down or diminish as he works the strings or other parts of the instrument as he becomes his own rhythm section.
You know, when you first learn to play guitar, you sort of learn how to strum, you know, kind of. You know, you kind of sort of learn this. And as you get more advanced, you want to complement what it is that you're saying. One of the things that I developed, one of the techniques, is this idea of playing percussion with both hands, using the guitar as kind of a drum. So.
Used to sit and worry about the future. Worrying about the future don't change the past.
Midon's first album succeeds in blending together so many styles of music that it sounds like nothing out there today. I asked him how he would describe his own style.
It has elements of the musics that have influenced me the most. You know, soul music, pop music, jazz, Latin in the very general sense, you know, salsa and also other kinds of Spanish music. It's all of the above. Sometimes you just come up with a cool, you know, riff that you like, and you say, you know, I've got to put words to that. So I was playing around with. You know, I was playing around with that, and, you know, turned that into, you know, and this thing.
Picture yourself in a world where there's no one else, nobody anywhere.
3 years of playing bars and clubs in his adopted hometown of New York City helped Madon gain a substantial local following.
That everybody can be somebody, and everybody is free to make a difference.
Now Madon's getting noticed on a national scale, and his impact can be measured by the well-known names who chose to play with him on his debut album. People like popular singer Jason Mraz.
Well, if she only knew, I'm gonna keep on hoping that she catches my smile. I'm gonna keep on hoping that she likes my style.
Even Stevie Wonder took notice after Madon sent him a letter written in Braille.
Expressions of love can't deny, even when we're saying goodbye.
One of the most special experiences I had was Stevie Wonder on the record, and they've got the phone line hooked up so that I can hear Stevie Wonder in L.A., and he can hear me in his headphones. And I was like, so how was that? And I'm speechless.
Speechless is a good word to describe Madon's effect on anyone hearing him live for the first time. If that sounds like a recommendation, it should.
Like the sun in spring, that's the way of everything. Here's to hope and time.
Ashley Kahn is author of the book A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Raoul Midon's debut album is called State of Mind, and it's just been released. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.